The twists and turns of the Greek debt crisis have sent markets ricocheting. These spiking peaks and valleys translate to millions of dollars gained and lost. But the stock charts can represent more than money. They can translate to music. That's something a German composer noticed during the 2008 financial collapse. Caitlin Carroll has our story from Berlin.
In his fifth-floor Berlin apartment, composer Johannes Kreidler plays the YouTube video that made him an internet sensation.
Yeah, I'm starting with the Lehman Brothers, which are starting pretty high.
Kreidler netted more than a half million hits for his video of stock charts translated to music. He took the precipitous fall of bank share prices like Lehman Brothers, turned them into melodies, and then posted a video of the charts and the music together online.
And I'm always changing the arrangement. Now I think it's a waltz, and it's the Microsoft values.
Kreidler included Microsoft in his stock chart music video because it designed the program he used to create these songs. The program's called Songsmith. It's for kids, which explains the cartoonish sound. To make the songs, Kreidler started off with the stock charts of banks and other companies. He also included unemployment data and U.S. national debt.
I took these charts, and they are pretty similar to musical notation. So you can transcribe these values into pitch information, so into melodies.
Then he fed those melodies into Songsmith, which created a jazzy soundtrack of the financial crisis. Songsmith makes even the Dow's slump in 2009 sound upbeat. Kreidler says the music shows the disconnect between the exuberance of financial excess and the consequences of that risk-taking. The idea that every jazzy note translates to money lost or houses foreclosed says something about how all of the data flying by us can sometimes lose its impact. What does a million or billion dollar loss actually mean?
I think that's really a strong field of possibilities for the arts to make things visible, to make things audible, to make things perceptible.
When the video came out a few years ago, it provoked a big response online. People left comments on YouTube like, "Fantastic, brilliant, the financial crisis never sounded so amusing." But Kreidler says many musicians and artists had a different take.
Well, in the arts world, it was really a controversy because, yeah, people said it's not art.
Kreidler's used to this kind of criticism. He's a classically trained composer, but he prefers to use commercial technology to experiment.
I was always fascinated by the means and possibilities that the computer offers.
He demonstrates his latest project. It makes use of another Microsoft application, Kinect. Kinect works with the Xbox 360 to register your movements when you're playing video games. Kreidler hacked the system and turned those movements into sound. This is him ironing a shirt. Not the kind of tunes you'd put on to relax, but the music does present data in a new way. Now companies are approaching Kreidler to talk about translating data into sound. For some, it's putting their share prices to music for corporate events. For others, it's using sound to help recognize patterns in data, from stock charts to diagrams of brainwaves. Kreidler says there's plenty to draw on these days, from the news and in life.
Since 9/11, we have the clash of cultures, we have the digital revolution, and we have now the financial crisis, which is changing the world. It's a disaster. But on the other hand, for me as an artist, it's material.
And with the Euro crisis and Wall Street protests, there's no shortage of material. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Berlin.
You can follow the bouncing ball on global stock charts. It's more fun than losing money. Check out the links to Kreidler's videos at theworld.org.